Don't shop for car insurance until you hear this one secret. Every day, insurance companies adjust their rates for one reason or another. They are constantly adjusting the prices for coverage, which means today, Company A has the best rates. Tomorrow, Company B. It's just like buying an airline ticket. How can you possibly know which company is the best match for you on any given day? Easy. Call WeSpeak Insurance. With their patented technology, WeSpeak Insurance matches thousands of consumers with the top insurance companies in America. WeSpeak Insurance is continuously updating the insurance companies and their formulas. Call WeSpeak Insurance and you'll know which insurance company is the best match for you. If you've just received your renewal, you bought a new car, or moved, WeSpeak Insurance will connect you with the best company for you. Today, get the best match whenever you shop for car insurance. Call WeSpeak Insurance. 855-901-5258. 855-901-5258. 855-901-5258.
We're back to Author's Corner. I also would say the Total Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley. And talking off air, one of the interesting parts of the conversation already is about specifically how we coach others and how we find ways for them to become more organized and really just their whole lives, not just, you know, their closets, but everything. So I'm excited to welcome the program. Very interesting. Former TLC's first season co-host of Homemade Simple, author June Sarwatawi. June, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on the show. And it's interesting when you talk about behind the clutter. I think in so many people's lives, if we look at all the frustration we have, all the tension, if it's a mom, if it's a father, if it's just a work environment, you really have to look within to see what is happening that's causing that frustration. Would you agree?
I completely agree. Yes. It's everything's connected. Your physical environment and the way you were born, your belief systems, and then what you're surrounded with currently. You're carrying that with you, and then also what happened in the past. So I completely agree with you, and it's getting behind it so that you can permanently let go whatever's not serving your highest good, so you can lead a productive, successful, and happy life.
It's so important, but you're right. It's what we grew up with, how we were told mm-hmm. to do specific things. A lot of times some parents just don't cut that string. So you really just think, mm-hmm. well, I always had my mom or dad do everything for me. So once I get onto my life, I'm so controlled of certain things that I don't think out of the box, or I don't plan. I bet you, June, when you think about when you wrote this book and you thought of things, how many people just don't plan out their day? Everyone mm-hmm. needs to. I think everyone needs to. Do you agree?
I completely agree. You know, time management and creating clear boundaries on your time also has to do with creating clear boundaries on what you do with your time, if that time is meaningful, if it's truthfully serving you, if you love that time. And, you know, it sounds kind of ruthless, but you have to evaluate that, because then you're going on somebody else's ride. You know, spending time, I'm just saying, of time that's meaningful to somebody else. So it's, to me, it's this simple prescription that I come, you know, it came to me, Truth, Love, Meaning, Purpose, of just honoring what's unique to you and figuring out, like, what's the truth of who you are? You know, do you love everything in your life? And you want it to be filled with love, not kind of sort of like. And then is it meaningful to you? I'm talking about people, places, and things.
Right,
and
right.
Then purpose, does it serve a purpose? But everything can potentially serve a purpose. So to me, it has to be filled with love and meaning and something that's truthfully you.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I think a lot of times we look at work, June, as a chore. We look at work as not an adventure. We look at work as a curse. Instead, and that's because a lot of people have not chosen a career that they truly love. They have not mastered the career they're currently in. They don't try to improve and become better and just stay stagnant. And I'm sure you see that a lot. And I'm sure you've discussed that in your book as well.
Yeah. Well, you get stuck.
Yeah.
I think people get stuck because, you know, what I was talking about when I said, sorry, when I said people, you're going on other people's rides. I'm talking about belief systems and attitudes and thoughts that have been handed on to you, that have been thrust upon you.
Yes.
And then you're carrying that with you and you think that's the way to live a happy life, or, you know, you have to continue going through drudgery to work at a job that you don't absolutely love.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so to step off that ride, I'll call it the train ride, to get onto another one that's going to serve you, you have to sort of take pause and evaluate everything in your life and let go, like I said, declutter. And it starts with, to me, Neil, it's, we're in a physical world.
Yes.
So the simple thing is looking at even just one physical item in your life that's been really hard to let go of. And you start looking at that and going deep with that, with truth, love, meaning, purpose. And once you do that, there's an aha moment that happens someone suddenly realizes why they've been holding on to this.
Yes.
And once you figure out what that is, then it creates this burst of energy and the dam of inertia.
Yes.
And that stuckness is removed.
So
and that's what I love. I love witnessing that. I mean, yeah, I love seeing people, you know, make that realization and then leap off the cliff is what I call it, a leap off the cliff moment.
Yeah.
Because you've been holding on to this one item.
Definitely.
And then all of a sudden you evaluate. Yeah.
And that could be a skeleton in your closet from growing up where you've still never. Here's an interesting story. I interviewed Scott Mitchell from The Biggest Loser. It was an NFL player, and he never, ever let go that he was not the best quarterback ever. And it caused him to gain all that weight, 400 pounds or 300 some odd pounds. I mean, he's a pretty tall guy when he went on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
But he talked about, so he couldn't eliminate that past where he wasn't the success that he wanted himself to be. Is that something to let go as well, that you might be dealing with abuse, you might be dealing with specifically something that you don't believe you can be successful because of how you grew up, and that's kind of letting that go to get you going in a way, would you say?
Yes. Definitely. Broken dream, disappointment. Yes. So a lot of the physical stuff is connected, and that's really powerful. His story about how he was holding on to the past. And if I were to work with him, I would say, is there something from your past that represents that past success that you're holding on to? And it probably was, I don't know, a lot of probably memorabilia
right.
that's connected. And once you start letting go of that, like, for instance, I see people losing weight. It sounds trippy, but people said, oh my gosh, I'm losing weight. It's because they're letting go of the physical stuff. And they're holding on to it within their bodies.
Well,
and then something shifts in their mind, and then their spirit and their heart, and they become lighter.
See, and that's interesting what you said about that. He was not letting go. And at times I look at myself before I made my transformation in my life that I had to let go. I was a professional wrestler, by the way, June, and it was not leading me. I was in the minor leagues, and it wasn't leading me to truly true happiness. And when I did leave it go, it was tough. But now it's not like I constantly am going back saying I got to go back in the ring. I've found my purpose, and so that's why I love you said truth, love, meaning, purpose. The purpose of your life is what defines who you are. If you don't have a true purpose, you can't move forward. You can't go. You don't have that energy and that drive and that to pursue and be the very best you can be, and then also bring it to other people and help others. Am I correct?
Yes. But, you know, oftentimes when you're looking for what's the meaning of my life or what's the purpose of my life, you're trying so hard. And I believe that once you let go of the physical clutter in your space or the mental clutter in your mind or the feelings in your heart, like the betrayal, then it becomes more evident what's living in your heart.
The physical clutter. I agree.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, because if people want to find life purpose, but how do you find that?
You got to have everything.
It seems so overwhelming.
You have to let everything else go till you feel that. You are every day. It was very interesting. One of those motivational speakers talked about, are you gulping with excitement when you wake up every day?
That's it.
If you're not, like, let me give you an example. Even today, when I had to have this awful meeting with my daughter's teacher, that I knew it was going to be an awful situation, I still was gulping with excitement because I knew I had some interesting interviews this afternoon on my radio show. I knew that I am in moving forward to having a magazine interview tomorrow. So I'm looking at the future, not the present of what's going to happen physically in 2 hours, where I could literally let myself go. But by me knowing I am going to handle this controversy or difficulty and move forward, that gives you that purpose to move forward. I love the idea when you said about physical space, because a lot of people, when they get caught up emotionally with emotional baggage, really are unorganized with the other. Wouldn't you agree that they just clutter just seems to come to them like no other? Mm-hmm. And why is that, Jen? Why is that?
Well, okay. Can I first address, okay, I want to talk about that like attracts like is what you're saying. To me, the theory, have you heard of the broken window theory?
No, I'm not.
It's a sociological theory that, you know, if you go into a neighborhood where a window is broken, then someone who comes to vandalize that neighborhood thinks, oh, let's go to that house because that house is, the window's broken. And then they'll break more windows. And it's kind of like attracts like. So I learned about this theory when I was we were trying to abate graffiti in the neighborhood, and the resolution was you just have to erase the graffiti by the time, you know, the daylight comes, so that the graffiti artists don't see that, and the graffiti artists think, oh, this wall is sacred. We care about this wall. So the same thing with clutter. I mean, this has happened in my own life. You start piling things up. And then all of a sudden, subconsciously, you think, oh, this is just a dumping zone.
Yeah.
So you start dumping more stuff, right?
And
so
keep getting more stuff and then not using that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's clutter.
Yes.
It's not serving a purpose. And it wants to be useful and serve a purpose. And it wants to be loved by you. I mean, I talk about this kind of stuff as it has feelings. I talk about that in the book.
Does that give you a bad mood when things are cluttery, that you basically have piles? I talk about this, and I'm not – you're definitely giving me a session where I'll get everything in order before my wife comes home. She's a school teacher, and we do have 5 kids, so I understand about clutter. But I get everything in order, and somehow those piles always seem to pile up. And it's like, okay, do we really need these things? And that's where you look at emotionally where that person is that doesn't want to let things go. There's got to be some emotional baggage that needs to be let go before they can let go of the clutter. Or you think you got to let go of the clutter first? How is it supposed to be?
No. I'm saying use that physical clutter as a tool. It's a powerful tool and therapy for you to go through that physical clutter, because it's something that you can physically touch and see, and you could talk about it, and that one item has many stories behind it, and there's a journey with that one item, and you go down, you know, you go down memory lane. If I were to talk to you about something, like what's something in your house, you know, that I could, you know, if we're using that as an example, it could be a photo. Okay, what about wrestling?
Yes.
Like a wrestling trophy. Or how many do you have? How many, what kind of memorabilia
pro wrestling, I hardly have anything up. It's funny because it's somewhere in my clutter. In my, you know, because we moved, it's been about 5 years since we moved into our new house. We built while we had to move into a 2-bedroom apartment. And we honestly have not ever moved in completely. And I think that really is a hard thing. And it's because we had so many kids in a row, boom, 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 that life just happened and hit us. But I think that, you know, so what does that picture or trophy mean? I really have a ton of pictures of me in the ring, a ton of pictures of me of different towns I wrestled in where I was on posters and specific things, but they're nowhere to be found. Go ahead and share that.
Nowhere to be found, but they're still in your possession. You just can't physically see it. You're still carrying it with you.
Yes.
So can I tell you? So what I would do is look at everything, the collection of items, and are there 3 items, maybe 3 to 5 to 10 items that you could hold on to that really honor the past of your success as a pro wrestler? But then do you need to hold on to all that because maybe the 3 to 5 to 10 items are representative of your success. And then you can let go of the rest. And you're creating space for more success in your life, a grander, greater, and more divine success than you can ever imagine.
See, that's a very interesting thing of memory boxes and how many people jump and keep all this junk of memories.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw the show The Goldbergs. Basically, one time my mom just kept every art activity, and she pretty much the whole garage was full of her kids' stuff. And it took up the whole space, and she never wanted to let any of those things go. So that's interesting to think about. And I don't know, that'd be hard. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of pictures. Would I go ahead and post them on Facebook to get a bunch of likes and then finally just say, okay, I will get rid of them there, at least on the World Wide Web,
yeah,
or, you know, it's digital now, so it's not taking up space where I have certain memory boxes or files I'm keeping that I really need to get rid of. What does that keep me from doing? Because I'm shuffling papers, right?
There you go. Mm-hmm. You're shuffling papers, and then the indecision is clutter, and then what do you do with it? So that's creating a traffic jam in your consciousness. So I think what you should do is scan the photos, because now there's some wonderful services out there that do that. Scan the photos, and like you said, you could post it, you could share it with your friends and family and colleagues maybe who don't know about your past, and then you can create a folder for it, and it's honoring your past, but now your life is not a museum of like all these relics from the past, but it's more sanctuary to like who you are in the present day.
See, I love that.
As a successful pro wrestler is part of who you are. It's an important part of who you are. So it's honoring that, but it's not taking up so much space where there's space enough for something else to be born. And what you're doing now, it sounds like, is amazing too. And with your family, 5 children and your new home, can I give you a tip for your house?
Sure. Give me tons of tips. We just never had the time to catch up because of both of us working, and I work a ton of hours, and my wife teaches, and it's a pretty challenging life. But go ahead, yeah.
Give us this advice.
Well,
I'm sure it is. But you know what I would do? How old are your kids?
They're pretty young still. I mean, it goes 9, 5, 4. So I'm trying to see. 9, 5, 4, 3. I mean, 2 and 1. So yeah. So. You can't get rid of clutter with that many young kids. When they get older, then the toys go. We don't need to keep all those toys. We don't need to keep all those different things. We don't need to keep so many clothes that we've hand-me-down forever. We got clothes galore. You know, my studio / office / clutter space, I wish was mostly gone. I'm so glad I have a new car because I am keeping it in tremendous order as part of one of my Lenten sacrifices, and I'm trying to utilize more and more order in my life. It's just we run out of time for sure.
Yeah, no, that's great that you made that pact with yourself, because that's what it requires is vigilance, and it's also about systems, because then for you and your kids, and I've taught or worked with kids as young as 3, and they get it, truth, love, meaning, purpose. So from that young of an age, they could start accumulating clutter. Belief systems acquired from their parents or well-meaning, you know, teachers, society, the internet. but I would create that order or system in your household, because then you're setting them up for success. And I think just if you can set aside time, I know you said it's challenging, but I think it's paramount, because if you think about how it's going to affect the physical health of you, your wife, and your kids, and even the mental and emotional health, then I think it's imperative that you set aside that time.
Right.
You know, I worked with a client. I'm just sharing with you, but I worked with a client, and over the summertime, she offered to her 2 boys, I forgot how old they are, but they're young, and asked them, do you want to, you know, do kayaking lessons, or do you want to learn a new sport, or do you want to learn how to get organized? And guess what's the first thing they picked? Get organized.
That's great. See, that's tremendous. And that's where the model is. And I think when it goes back to emotional baggage, to get rid of things because you're afraid to get rid of things. Once you can kind of, I'm going to clear myself out of this. It's very powerful. And I think detachment of certain things of excess is a good thing. It's a good thing to clear your mind and not make it so much. Anything in excess is wrong, from food to drinking to working excess. It becomes a drain for sure. Now, June, some fantastic things that you're sharing, and our listeners definitely have to check out the book. I think who taught you all this? Who taught you the ability to do this? Because I can do this for my clients, meaning that I told you that I've worked with adults with Asperger's or work with high school students and teach them how order, creating a schedule, staying on point, keeping things in order. But when it comes to my own life, at times I've had to double check myself when I have the opportunity to clear out the desktop of my computer or make sure that I clear out my desk before the end of the day. All these different things. Clean out my car if I have a little junk in it. It makes you feel better. But who taught you this?
Yeah. Well, my father, who he passed away several years ago, and I wish he could have been here to read the book. He taught me about time management, and he said to me, he says, June, you got to write things down. I know you're really smart, but you got to write stuff down and have like a task list and calendar things and your appointments and all your appointments, because you're not going to remember that. And then it'll create space in your brain and your mind for other ideas to come in. So that's one with time management. My father taught me, and he was very organized and disciplined in his own life. And then my mother, I grew up where a lot of things were done for me, and I couldn't decide what to wear, and the room would be a wreck going to school. And then every time I came home, the room would be magically in order.
Oh.
And I love that. And at the time, I mean, so later when I went to go within to evaluate, I realized I thought she was trying to control me, but if you met my mother, you would say no. Anyway, she was just trying to set up systems for me to be successful in life. That's the way I view it. And when I work with parents, I talk to them about that. All it is setting up systems for your child to be successful.
Right.
It's modeling for them.
Exactly.
And so later in life, it's funny because I was very organized when I moved out on my own, into an apartment. I kept up that same system that I was accustomed to. I did not like disorder because my mom had maintained order in the household. But I talk about this in the book. Sometimes you rebel and you might go against that.
Well, I already know.
I
do that with my daughter, Avon. She does rebel. But my wife's not that best because she feels exhausted, which we understand. But it's great. I'm going to definitely share the book to my wife, letting her know about it, but also about some of the things and your resources that are available, June, because I think in a lot of ways, when you can clean up that clutter, you're going to clean out the past and move on to the future. And the last point I wanted to make, because I see the four areas that you talk about in the book, and again, that's basically the truth, love, meaning, and purpose. We've discussed purpose, but you said is, what is the truth of my situation? Do I absolutely love this? Meaning, what is the meaning of this for me, and what purpose do I serve in my life? We talked about purpose, but I love the fact is, what does this mean for me? But you can go through using truth, love, meaning, and purpose in any type of important way to declutter your life, correct? And look at specific things. Yes. And that's what that's why you named the book that way, correct?
Yes, correct. And I'm very... For me, when things get too complicated, I get confused. I'm very childlike. And so I think those words came to me to make it super simple. And it's worked, like I said, for kids, for parents, for adults, for companies. It's just a metric that I use to evaluate everything and discern whether to hold on or let go or give away. And it, like I said, it could be belief systems, thoughts, attitudes, feelings, stuff, people.
Clients.
Time, spaces. Yes.
Clients.
And it's about,
Yeah, so you have to really look at everything.
It's about traveling. Yeah, I'm looking at everything. And lastly, I think it's about traveling lightly in life. I think you were talking about that, and that's what I wanted to bring up. It's traveling lightly because, you know, you've heard the old adage, like, that person's carrying a lot of baggage, you know? And it's kind of like traveling lightly on the trip of life. The most amazing trip you're ever going to take is a trip right now that you're on, going within to figure out who you are, to lead a life that you absolutely love, love, love. Like you said, it's fulfilling a purpose that's meaningful to you, and you're just bouncing around every single day with a pep in your step, excited to go out the door, excited to serve, excited to be wherever you are. And that's kind of what my message is. It's like, you are a masterpiece already, and the life that you're creating or you're living is a work of art. And I think what happened along the way is you got cluttered up, you know, with other stuff maybe, or stuff that you brought in that you thought was your stuff. So you go out and buy more stuff, or and you look at other people's stuff and you want that stuff. And so yes. I use that word stuff. I love the word,
well,
you know,
interchangeably,
but I mean a lot when I use that word.
It's definitely. So Jim, where's the best place we can purchase your book, learn more about you? I know we purchased the book, but also I'm sure our listeners want to check out your website. They want to check out your social media. They want to ask you questions because you have a lot of great advice to offer. So where can we go?
Thank you. It's available at all most bookstores, like your local bookstores, and online, Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. I think there's PALS and Books A Million, Indigo. I hope it is Book Chapters. It's available online there. And my website is www.junesaruwatari.com. JunesaruWatari.com.
Well, Jim,
and can I share one more thing?
Sure, definitely.
All about it. I'm going to leave your listeners on this note. It's letting go of anything that's not of your truth, love, meaning, purpose, and creating space for miracles.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, June, and best of luck with the book and how you're living your purpose to help others. So take care.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
All right, take care, June. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.